Hey, you're listening to Raglan Community Radio, and I've got Doug Ford in the studio. Morning, Doug.
Morning.
Doug is a local artist, and he has. We can see your work in the shop just beside the club, can't we?
Yeah, I'm just realising how good a view the DJ has got.
Yeah, we can see the shop, but what we can also see from the studio is the work you're doing on the Raglan Club, and people might have noticed this driving past or walking into the club. Some mural work going up there, so. This is a big project. You've been working on this for a few days already.
Day 14 today, but I don't day think 14. I'm working on it today. It's pretty windy out there.
Yeah, and the weather's coming from that southwest direction. It's going to get in there undercover. Yeah,
it's going to nail me.
So, folks, if you haven't seen it, there's already some windows along this wall on the club that faces the street. It's one of the pale coloured walls, and you are. Did they just ask you to do a mural? The club just said, can you do something to liven it up? And you came up with an idea.
Kind of hooked me up with, they wanted something on the wall. They knew I did murals.
Yeah.
So they just asked for an idea of, you know, how to make the club a bit more visible, noticeable, yeah. And represent what they do inside.
Yeah.
I realized that the club has been there and so many artists have been and gone and had a chance to do, but... You know, it never, ever went ahead with murals or anything to liven it up. So kind of quite honored, I suppose, to get the opportunity to put my little mashup on the wall.
So I'm trying to think how to describe on the radio without pictures that there's these windows that exist. They're real windows, but then you've drawn like walls off the windows in such a way to make the windows look like, or the picture, the painting works with the windows to make it look like it's a scene with some sky and many buildings.
So the concept is kind of, well, initially I thought...
I'm not describing it at all well.
Initially it was like, do something, make it noticeable. I thought hibiscus flowers, and then my friend said to me, well, everyone can paint hibiscus flowers. So sort of thought back on the drawing table and kind of came up with alleyway concept where you're going into... little shops that represent what goes on in the club.
Right, so between each window, it looks like there's an alleyway stretching off into the distance.
Stretching off into the distance, yeah. Initially it was going to be boards having fake windows showing what was going on in the club.
Oh, okay.
Just painted on like the same size. But those very large windows just create such a thing to work off, a shape to work off that you really can create a good optical illusion.
Yeah, and you can hear Doug's like keeps turning away to look at it out the window, and I'm sitting here looking at the window too. And it was the addition of some, you've painted in some lamps, which just looking out the window you might actually think they're real lamps in this. It looks like there's lamps in the ceiling, and you've got the perspective right, and that last little addition is really
making it pop.
Makes it and it makes it just, the perspective is just right, and it just looks so real.
To quote one of our local singers, I've created the TARDIS of Raglan.
The TARDIS. The club's bigger on the inside. It's quite big on the inside, actually.
It's a huge, huge club.
Yeah.
So they kind of, they've got a garden bar and a restaurant, and they live music a lot. So they want that really reflected in there.
Yeah. And you're working on a little bit beside, like if people are familiar with the club, there's a ramp up to the deck at the front. So you're working on that area at the moment, but are you going... further around, or what's the story?
Going to do the veranda front.
Okay, so that's the above.
Above, yeah. Looking forward to that. That'll be quite epic, especially scaffold.
Yeah, there's going to be some health and safety going on there.
Well, of course we're all very safe in this world.
Yes.
You're looking forward to that triangular piece in the front. We're going to put the unicorn dog thing above, I believe. Anyway, I get to go on that triangular piece of architecture to create something really freaky.
So we've talked to you before, and this is not your first mural.
No, done hundreds down in Wellington and then up in Auckland and around the country a bit.
So this is the first one
overseas.
First one in Raglan.
Sort of third one, but I've got two sneaky ones at the Raglan Cyclery.
Oh, yeah. I did not know.
Two nice sneaky ones in there.
Oh, now I'll have to go and ask Dirk if I can have a look around. So okay, so you're gonna we're gonna see you come out. It's gonna be much more facing the street. Do you have your ideas? Can you tell us? Or are you gonna like want us? Gonna be a surprise?
I think a surprise. You'll just see it evolve. It'll just happen.
Okay.
It's growing. I'm posting up daily, which is probably kind of anal, but well.
I'm posting up where on your
on my Facebook page.
Okay, Doug Ford, folks. Ford's just Ford.
So this one.
Yeah.
Same as a bloody car.
What you going to do?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, look, thanks for popping over. I just wanted to have a quick chat with you and let people know that there's going to be a continual evolution for the next few days, maybe a few weeks, as you continue to work on it, but maybe not when the weather's like this with the chance of rain coming through. It's moving. The squalls are coming in so fast, you don't have time to prepare for them.
Yeah, I mean, today I had to nip into Hamilton to get some extra colors, test pots, so...
Yeah,
I can continue with some of the buildings, and I'd like to dedicate a song if you can.
Oh, you want to dedicate a song
to the person, Amy West, Parabola West, who came up with the TARDIS of Raglan.
So we're just going to find one of Amy's songs.
She's a local singer.
Yeah. No, we've got her songs. Yeah. I just need to
get some of our CDs in our gallery.
Okay, that's good. Now. My brain's just got to find the right folder. There we go. And then I scroll. And should we play Disappears kind of wrong, isn't it? New Moon? Is New Moon appropriate?
I've got no idea.
Okay, I'm just going off the titles.
Yeah, New Moon will do it.
Yeah, actually I'll bring it over to this bit here.
Cheers, Amy. Nice for the title.
All right, folks. We've been talking to Doug, and you'll see his work get bigger and bigger on the front of the club.
It'll slowly evolve.
Yeah.
And when I get the scaffold in place, it's really going to notice it, because once I get the veranda up top.
For sure.
But, enjoy. And thanks, Raglan, and the club to give me the chance to paint on the wall.
Yeah. Thanks for coming in.
And thanks for the interview. To the